Today, we begin the program with a short listening exercise. Pay attention for two verbs connected to giving advice.
If you are like me, you may not have had a real haircut since the pandemic began. But a friend just recommended a hair salon on 17th Street. She also suggested I call for an appointment at least 1 month before the desired date.
Did you catch the two verbs related to advice giving? They are recommend and suggest. In English, there are several verbs that carry the meaning of advice. On today's program, we will talk about three of them. The verbs advise, suggest, and recommend are close in meaning, but there are some differences. However, these verbs share a few sentence patterns. Let me begin by talking about differences between the meanings and uses. The verb advise is the most formal of the three and is usually used when someone with authority or expertise gives a strong suggestion. It could come from a government official, for example, or a work supervisor, a doctor, or someone else. Its noun form, advice, does not carry the same usage rule. Anyone can offer advice to anyone else. The verb recommend is less formal than advise and more personal. It is usually used when someone is making a suggestion based on his or her personal experience. Friends, family, and coworkers, for example, often recommend things to each other. Even a friendly stranger can recommend something based on experience. Suggest is the least formal of the three verbs. We use this verb in many situations to offer an idea, opinion, or possible plan of action for someone to consider. Note that in common everyday English, the verbs suggest and recommend are sometimes used interchangeably. Now, let's do a quick self-test to see how much we know about sentence patterns. I will give you three sentences. You decide which ones use correct grammar. Here they are.
My dad suggested that I speak with my doctor.
She recommended to me a documentary film.
The teacher advised you should study more.
Did you decide which sentences are correct? The only correct answer is, my dad suggested that I speak with my doctor. If you are unclear about why it's correct, do not worry. Even highly experienced English learners can find the patterns tricky. Now, let's jump into the grammar. The verbs advise, suggest, and recommend can follow many sentence patterns. Today, we will focus on a few patterns they have in common. Each verb can be followed by a noun phrase, a that clause, or a gerund. The first pattern is verb plus noun phrase. A noun phrase is a group of words in a sentence that act as a subject or object. Noun phrases that follow the verbs advise, recommend, and suggest act as sentence objects. Listen to an example to find out what I mean. Pay attention to the verb and the noun phrase that follows.
My doctor advises 30 minutes of cardio per day.
Here, the noun phrase after advises is 30 minutes of cardio.
Can you recommend a good restaurant in town?
Did you find the noun phrase after recommend? It is a good restaurant.
May I suggest this natural pet food?
Did you catch the noun phrase? It is this natural pet food. Sometimes we want to name the person who receives the suggestion. When we do this, we often follow the noun phrase with to plus person. Listen to an example which corrects a sentence from the short test earlier.
She recommended a documentary film to me.
The noun phrase here is a documentary film. Notice that to me comes after, not before, the noun phrase to show who received the suggestion. The verbs advise, suggest, and recommend can also be followed by that clauses. A clause is a part of a sentence with its own subject and verb. That clauses begin with the word that and are noun clauses. Listen to some examples. Notice that each of our verbs of advice is followed by a that clause.
Tony suggests that we hit the road by 6 in the morning.
Our boss advised that the team finish the work before the holiday.
I recommend that you bring warmer clothing. It can get really cold there at night.
There are two things to know about using that clauses with these verbs. The first is that the basic form of the verb must be used in the that clause. The basic forms in the examples are hit, finish, and bring. The second is we can leave out the word that in noun clauses, especially in everyday speech and writing. For example, there is no difference in meaning between I recommend that you bring warmer clothing and I recommend you bring warmer clothing. And finally, the verbs advise, suggest, and recommend can be followed by gerunds. Some of you may remember that a gerund is the ing form of a verb and acts as a noun. Listen to these examples and notice that each verb is followed by a gerund.
I suggest taking a walk after lunch.
Our lawyers advised against speaking to the media.
We recommend going to the park on weekdays.
Did you find the gerunds? They are taking, speaking, and going. Notice that we use the preposition against when we are expressing a negative meaning of advise. Well, that's our program for today. I recommend that you come back next week for another grammar lesson. I'm Alice Bryant.